Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, amid concerns around petty crime, as well as begging, drug taking and drug dealing, a new antisocial behaviour Gardaí unit was set up in Cork City in June. The dedicated unit was tasked with ensuring this kind of behaviour was targeted by Gardaí on a daily basis. So, how has it all fared out? Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell spent several hours on Friday on patrol with the unit to find out. So, what did you find out, Brian?
Well, I suppose what I found out first, that this is a new dedicated unit of 8 Gardaí with a full-time sergeant as well. And as you said, they're tasked with the city centre dealing with persistent antisocial behaviour. So, for example, street drinking, drug taking, drug dealing, petty crimes such as theft. And this followed complaints, Sarah, that parts of the city were being taken over by this kind of behaviour from a small but quite visible group of people in recent months. The unit is based at Anglesey Street, just behind the City Hall in Cork. Some are in a patrol car, some of them are on foot, and some of them are on mountain bike, and they are a mixture of uniformed and plain clothes. So the benefit is they can't be pulled into different units if there's a shortage, or they can't be asked to cover in a different unit. So in the 6 to 8 weeks they've been set up, they've conducted a large number of searches. It's led to multiple arrests, and they've passed on significant intelligence, I'm told, which has played a role in solving major crimes.
So you went on patrol with the unit on Friday afternoon and also into the evening in the city centre. What did you see?
It began at 4 p.m. with a briefing in Anglesey Street by Sergeant Brian McSweeney, and I was with Garda Ian King and Garda Kira Collins. And from Anglesey Street, we went in a car firstly into the city centre and then on foot to areas where I suppose they were expecting people to be drinking on the streets. The advantage is that they are building up this day-to-day intelligence and knowledge of issues and personalities on the streets. So, for example, we were in the car about 10 minutes when Garda Kira Collins spotted a young man acting suspiciously, stopped the car quite quickly, as you hear. I fumbled with the recording gear to try and keep up as she interacted with him.
I suppose we've just come across four people up here in Shandon, two men, two ladies. Yeah, we're just taking the girls, 15 and nearly 16 and 19, and the two girls now are talking to the two lads, and just at this moment in time they're taking details and as to just who they are.
There's a suspicion, obviously, or you may have a reasonable suspicion that there may be drugs.
Exactly.
All right. Now, that's cannabis here that we can see. I'm going to have to caution you in relation to that, okay? Not obliged to say anything unless you do so. Anything you do say, you're taking generation, maybe giving an evidence, okay?
So you can see here, Kieran, just by general suspicion of four youths gathered, with the two lads just decided to search them under the Misuse of Drugs Act. And here you get a hit where you have a cannabis grinder and cannabis grass inside in it. And the grinder crushes the grass and prepares it for the use in a joint. Yeah, the guard now takes this into their custody, and immediately on return to the station they create it as an exhibit to support the prosecution in this case. So this person now will be eligible for prosecution if this is found to be what we think it is. It's smelling like what we're used to smelling, so...
You know, some people listen to this now will say this is sort of a waste of Garda's time, really, that in essence we should decriminalise this and free you up to be out there.
That may be the case, but this man could have another 20 of these in his pocket that he's standing here for a reason, selling to other young children and other people, and if you can keep people away from it, it would be our objective.
I'm looking at the little grinder there, which has a cannabis plant leaf on the front, a bit of a giveaway.
Bit of a giveaway, yeah.
It's a small amount of cannabis there that we got on this guy there, but...
But he was someone you knew, because the minute you saw him, you said we'll engage with him.
Yeah, I suppose it's just someone that we've come across before. We'd be interested in who he's associating with and what he's doing and where he's frequenting. So I suppose we'd be just keeping an eye on that.
OK, so that's all sent off for analysis now, and perhaps a day in court for that man.
Quite possibly. He was with another male, but also a 15 and a 16-year-old female. So obviously, Gardaí were concerned at trying to disrupt any chance of drugs being distributed on the streets. There'd been lots of reports of open drug dealing during COVID, so that was a concern. And throughout the time I was with Gardaí, again and again, they came across people they knew, some of them stretching back maybe 30, 40 years, and looked at issues, for example, like persistence persistent begging, street drinking, as I said, people who were intoxicated. Nearly all the engagements involved alcohol and drugs in some way. Some of the people they engaged with did, I have to say, get quite abusive towards Gardaí. One group of drinkers, for example, were in Bishop Lucy Park. This is in the city centre. The engagement ended up in one of them being arrested. And then in a separate incident you're going to hear in this tape as well, they stopped and searched two other men. One of them was very happy to talk to me.
We're going to Bishop Lucy Park. I suppose there's been a lot of antisocial behaviour again in here. So we try and patrol it daily a number of times.
Any old controlled substances, any old drugs?
Not at all. We're just concerned by the amount you've drank. I suppose that you'll be a danger to yourself and other people around here. Okay. Will you stand up, please, and we'll just see, can you walk and things like that? I'm going to have to arrest you under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act for intoxication, okay? I just have to caution you, not obliged to say anything unless you wish to do so, but anything you do say, be taken down or you can be given evidence, okay? There's no need to be threatening. We just need to get this over and done with. Just calm down. Everyone stay calm.
He was unable to stand, basically unaided. He was unsteady on his feet. He'd slurred speech and glazed eyes. I suppose at that stage, then, that's the textbook definition of a Section 4 public order. So he was arrested for his own safety due to his level of intoxication.
He's just been put in the back of the van here.
He's been put in the back of the van now. He'll be conveyed to the Bridewell Garda station, where he'll spend a couple of hours in the cell, I suppose, just to sleep it off. And when he sobers up then, depending on his previous and stuff like that, he'll receive a charge sheet.
He got quite abusive quite quickly.
Yeah, unfortunately, a number of people, when they, after alcohol, a couple of people would get a bit abusive.
The pulse check from the police just let me know there now that there's also a bench warrant in existence for this man, so I suppose he'll be held overnight and brought to court in the morning in relation to the bench warrant to execute that. Could we get transport for one there from Pembroke Street? What are you running from?
No, we just have to walk in a good bit there. We go up to the graveyards. You can ask all the other girls I'm clean.
Nothing today. How long have you been clean?
I'm with months. When you're in jail, detectives give up on us because they said that we're not doing anything.
Get away
they
with
did.
That.
Genuinely,
how do you feel about being stopped and searched?
It can get a bit annoying, you know, when you're trying to change your life around when you're with your kids and that, you know.
How long are you clean?
Jesus, about 22 months now, I'd say.
In fairness, you're taking it quite well, though. You're quite...
You get used to it.
Do you, though?
You do.
It would be nice, yeah?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
That's
understandable.
I suppose you'd be still associating with drug users and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, people I know on my lives, but I can't avoid them. What they do is their own business.
You also got a workout, I gather, Brian.
Are you saying I need one?
Of course not. Handy when you can get it.
Yeah, well, I take it where I can get it. So while this unit was mobile, they obviously don't have to attend different incidents, but they're not going to ignore them either. So we were walking down the Paul Street area when over the radio an emergency call for backup came to an area which was probably about a kilometre away. So without hesitation, both officers I was with took off running throughout the city centre and I went with them.
So we're just going to deal, so it's going to call for the units looking for assistance, so they're under some kind of pressure.
Running?
Yeah, that's right.
Have you been told to nature to call?
No, I don't know what's actually happening. It's just that, you know, it's quite a serious public order situation, I'd imagine. Aggressive, very down the barn shouting. I actually haven't.
So we had there was members of our unit in plainclothes conducting a drug search, and they were obstructed and he resisted a drug search. So he's now arrested for obstruction under the Misuse of Drugs Act.
So obviously he put up quite a lot of resistance there and he needed backup.
Yeah, again, if there was a small bit of sometimes resistance, one or two members would be fine. But obviously he put up a good bit of resistance for the lads to feel the need to call for assistance. Went out as nearly an emergency call. So he must have been quite aggressive, and what they would be cognizant too is there's a number of people there with him, there's about five or six people there that would be in his company, and the crowd gathers fairly quickly too again, so for personal safety.
And obviously while you're a dedicated unit and you've got your remit, when you get a call like that, both of you ran?
Absolutely, yeah. Sure, priority is safety, member safety as well as members of the public. We weren't aware till we got there what the circumstances were.
So. As well of knives, you know, it's become quite prevalent that a lot of people are carrying knives around the street. So again, it's just member safety. I'm talking to the lads there and I think they were going to do a drug search and he started getting aggressive with one of the lads and trying to put it up to him, start an argument, start a fight with him, physical fight. So I think they just thought it was best to call for a backup.
Quite a busy evening by the sounds of things. Brian, what are the kind of calls did they deal with?
They also dealt with a woman who was intoxicated, had to be taken into custody or into the station for her own safety. There was a theft of alcohol from a shop. Turned a corner at one stage, there was a large number of needles and drug paraphernalia on the ground. That had to be cleaned up. And then I dropped in later on a briefing by Inspector Gary MacPolan and two of his sergeants, Fergal Long and Mick O'Connell. So, and they were just discussing results in general over the past 6 to 8 weeks. So since the 15th of June, 300 searches in total under the Misuse of Drugs Acts. And then in terms of sale and supply, they've had 17 cases in total. They've also spotted a new jelly-type cannabis sweet, I'm told, which is on the street as an alternative to traditional methods of ingesting cannabis. So they're able to track and see new trends that are emerging. In terms of minor drug offences, they've had 80 detections. And again, the unit, as I said, was set up because pre-COVID, there was a lot of complaints around drug use and drug dealing on the streets of Cork, as well as this persistent antisocial behaviour and the impact it was having on business.
Yeah, and indeed our listeners are very impressed with the idea behind it. One person has texted to say, we could desperately use a unit like this in Navan. What a fantastic proactive idea. Please roll it out everywhere. But for now at least, Brian O'Connell, thank you very much for that insight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Do stay with us now up next, because we're going to be talking about how the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust is coping with COVID-19 restrictions. I'll be speaking to the group's founder.
Today with Sarah McInerney on RTE Radio 1.